Hi, this is Josh.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Good time to speak.
Sure.
Okay, so I finally think I mostly got to the bottom of it, and I'll tell you the next step. So, Carol, I spoke to her social worker, and what I suspected, and I think there's a misunderstanding here, and let me tell you, it's very confusing, and people in my office get confused. But they told her for the long-term care, she thought they told her that they provide long-term care, meaning her Medicare plan. They said you're eligible for long-term care, but you need to get on Medicaid first. You're eligible as far as her fitness goes, as far as her state of health. We believe we can enroll her in Medicaid.
Okay.
Okay, based on looking at her, she I know she did apply, like it she was denied. We do this a lot, so. We have a special enrollment department, so that's really the next step here. And I tried calling her. I wanted to get to the bottom of this first before I, called you back. I spoke to our head of intake, who head
Okay.
of basically enrollment. Can we do this? And she said, there's no guarantee. Obviously, you're dealing with Medicaid, state insurance, all that. But in her situation, that's basically the only option besides, God forbid, facility or something like that. You know what I mean? There really is no long-term. Medicaid's the Cadillac. And even wealthy people get on it, so there's options. Okay, so I'm gonna give them your numbers of contact. Obviously, I'm gonna give them her number, but she's not the easiest to reach. So, like if for that initial call, if we could get like on a conference call, just so they can do the intake side, that would be helpful.
Right.
Is that
Okay.
okay?
Yeah.
And
Absolutely.
where's the address of sir? Does she live with you or
No,
she lives? She
she
lives.
lives
Okay.
I live 12 minutes away from her.
Okay.
I live
She's really
in
lucky to have you. So do you know her address?
Jacksonville. It takes me an hour and 7 minutes. I actually don't have a car, so I walk up there. So it's pretty brutal.
Wow. Okay, I hear you. Do you have her address?
I do. 5829 Addison Street, Philadelphia.
I can look up. I'll find the zip.
Hold on. I might actually have it right on me. Give me 1 second. The zip code is 19143.
19143. And what was the address again? 5829?
5829 Addison.
Addison, I got. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Just confirming. Okay. Thank you so much for all the time spent over here. We're gonna really work on this. So you'll hear from somebody. Well, she will, or if not, they'll call you within the next 24 hours. Okay. We'll get this started. Hopefully today.
Yeah, like Josh, just remember, anytime that you leave a message, she might be able, like, if the phone call doesn't go through, then what you could do is just leave a voice message, and then she was able to hear it today. Okay, so
Okay, great. Perfect.
just know
Perfect.
that. Okay, just
Yes.
always leave a voicemail no matter what. Don't just call, and because then she won't. It's unless she saves it into her contacts, which I don't know if she did yet, but it will say it's a spam or scam or whatever it is. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm just giving you a heads up on that, but just leave a message and I'm sure she'll return the call.
Perfect. Okay. Great. Thank you very much. We'll be in
Right.
touch. We'll get there. Have a
All
good
right.
day.
Bye.
Okay.